Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, the first one of the 2009-2010 season with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's softball team. Tony, we want to talk about certainly what lies ahead for this campaign, but I think we'd be remiss in not talking about last year at the first part of the Coaches Show. I mean, just absolutely outstanding year. The Yellow Jackets win their first conference title, winning the GNAC. They break the record with the number of wins on the season. Obviously, just all the way around. I know you were disappointed to bow out early in the regional tournament, but nonetheless, I suspect when you had a chance to look back on it, boy, a lot of real positive things.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of seniors last year. We brought in a lot of freshmen for depth, and I think everybody, you know, at the beginning of the year, we had high goals, and I think everybody felt like, okay, you know, this is going to be a pretty exciting year for us. Towards the end of the year, I think that's when things were starting to fall into place. We had a long winning streak, 15 out of 16 games we'd won, and then, you know, winning the conference championship against Central Washington, at home, the first game of that weekend. I think that's where it all kind of culminated for us, good and bad. Unfortunately, that's where it all culminated for us, because then we went on a 5-game losing streak. We lost the next three, and then we went to the regional and lost two. So this year, you know, we're not focusing on what we did last year. We're trying to move ahead, trying to improve every day. But I think it's a good thing to remind the team of what we did accomplish last year. However, also bring to their attention the idea that, hey, we're on a 5-game losing streak right now going into this season. And, you know, it doesn't end with 3 games left in the season and then 2 in the regional. You know, we've got to continue to play and continue to play hard. And I think, you know, that's the mindset that I want these girls to have going into 2010 is, you know, it doesn't end, with one goal accomplished. We always have 4 goals: win the conference, win the regional, win the super regional, win the national championship. We got one done last year. Proud of the things that we did, happy with what we accomplished, but 3 of the goals weren't accomplished, and we'd like to accomplish all 4 going into this season.
You know, certainly not to focus on the negative, but was that a concern of yours at the end of last year, of course? And I was there when you won the conference title, and it was huge. It was the first game of a 4-game series, and you're thinking, all right, let's win the first one, get it out of the way. You would end up losing the next 3. Do you think you lost your edge a little bit after winning the conference title? Was that because, you know, they've been talking about that with the Super Bowl. How is that going to affect the Colts and the Saints? Well, it didn't. They end up in the Super Bowl, but they had, you know, they kind of lost their edge there at the end of the regular season. Do you think that hurt you a little bit, perhaps, after winning the title?
I think it hurt us a ton. I really do. We lost our edge. We lost our focus. After that first game, it was like we wanted to go celebrate. You know, it's over. And it wasn't. It wasn't over yet. So it was disappointing that we won the conference in that first game and then just didn't really get back into it, and that happened for 5 games. The final 3 against Central Washington, the first one against Stanislaus in the regional. We were pretty confident that we were going to play well. We were maybe overly confident, but we went into that game and we did not swing the bat like we normally do. Ended up losing the game in a shutout, and then going into the game against Humboldt State, it was, hey, we've got to battle back. This is it. You know, we got to fight for our lives here. And we played well for 6 1/3 innings, but you got to play all 7 innings, and we ended up losing that game 3-2 in the bottom of the 7th against Humboldt. And that's where I think, yeah, I can say that we lost our edge, we lost our focus. I think that last game against Humboldt, girls played their hearts out, and I'm not taking anything away from them at all. It's just, I think somewhere, you know, between winning the conference and going to the regional, we lost sight of the goals that we had set for the team. And, this year we want to focus on achieving all 4, like I said, 1 at a time, of course, but, remaining focused throughout the entire process.
And we're going to be talking about that focus for the 2009-2010 campaign coming up on the second part of the Coaches Show with Tony Stone.
Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big beer. Billings' number one award-winning beers. Great food, great fun, and great beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. And we're now proud sponsors of the Montana State University Billings Athletics. Join us before and after the game for great food, awesome service, and award-winning beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big award-winning beer. Right in the heart of downtown Billings. At 113 North Broadway, downtown.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Tony Stone, the head coach for the Montana State Billings softball team. And, boy, it's just hard to imagine, particularly for Yellow Jacket fans. They're looking outside and they're seeing all the snow on the ground. But, boy, it's just around the corner. Coming up on Friday, February 12th, they'll be playing their first game against the Academy of Art and then against Grand Canyon, Chadron State, and Hawaii Hilo. All those games in Nevada and interesting, Las Vegas. And interestingly enough, Tony, these are considered, I guess, if nothing else, home games.
Yeah, actually, we're hosting the tournament. We sat in the office last summer. We were kicking around the idea about what we wanted to do for tournaments and things like that for the upcoming season. And Central Washington would normally host a GNAC tournament at the beginning of every season, and they'd host that in the Tri-Cities out in Washington. Well, Central Washington decided not to host that tournament and decided just to, you know, cancel it altogether. They weren't going to be putting it on anymore. So myself and my assistant coaches sat here last summer and we decided, well, let's see what we can do. Can we host a tournament? Of course, we can't host a preseason tournament in February in Montana. As you said, you look outside right now and Mother Nature is certainly clearing her throat, so to speak. But Lisa Allen, my assistant, said, well, you know, when I was at Oregon State, we used to go to Palm Springs and host a tournament. So we thought, okay, where can we do that? We decided Las Vegas. We'd had some other cities in mind, but Las Vegas seemed to be the best choice. Lisa sent out an email to every Division II coach in the nation, and we got a heck of a response. Initially, we had about 25 teams that were interested. Ended up with 16 teams, which is a lot more than we had anticipated. We've got some tremendous sponsors. And, yeah, you're right. Those first five games will be considered the host and the home team. So, you know, can't beat Las Vegas in February with all that snow on the ground now. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to leaving next week.
Before we talk about the prospects for this team, let's talk a little bit about the schedule. What I think is interesting right after that, and which is apropos for you, you don't start your home schedule until much later in the season just because of the snowfall, and not hard to figure that out. Doesn't take a genius, but you start out right on the road against some GNAC foes right after that tournament, Western Washington, Western Oregon. What I really found interesting, and then you continue your conference schedule, but then coming up in March, you're actually having a West Region Tournament of Champions. Talk about that a little bit, because that's a little different than your... That's quite a bit different than your schedule last year. You get a break from conference play to play in a tournament. Was that kind of by design, and some of the reasons for that, if you will?
Yeah, it's always been by design. That Eastern Tournament of Champions occurs every year. It is one of the most important tournaments to play in based on West regional rankings. The California Collegiate Athletic Conference, they're pretty strong and notorious for being ranked highly in the West region. So you got to go over there and you got to play those games. You got to play those teams if you want to be considered for a regional spot in the postseason. Now, like I said, it's occurred every year. It's just that we've had, you know, scheduling conflicts where we weren't able to attend. Now I think we've built a schedule with our tournament, the Desert Stinger in Las Vegas, at the beginning of the year, coupled with the Tournament of Champions in the middle of the year, and then in addition to our conference schedule. I think it's a tough schedule. There's no doubt about that. But you know, you've got to play the tough teams if you want to be considered for the postseason. And you know, based on the goals that we do have, you know, you got to go through the gauntlet. You know, you got to play the best if you want to be the best. So that Tournament of Champions is definitely something that will help us if we go down there and we play well.
Want to talk about you know, the GNAC poll? Montana State Billings picked to take first, actually tied with Western Oregon, but you got more first place votes, so getting a lot of love from the other conference coaches. Obviously, a lot of respect with this program. I know what you're going to say, that you know, the the polls are only worth what the paper that they're written on. But let's talk about this team. You know, just from a fan standpoint, I'm not just a guy that goes to the games and covers them. I am a fan. If there's one thing, if I look at it, that really concerns me, as somebody were to ask me right now, the fact that you did lose some seniors, and you didn't just lose some seniors, you lost some great ones. I think of Steph Goslin and Trina Stacks. Those two players, for instance, I think almost all year were right atop the GNAC standings in terms of RBIs, runs scored. A lot of pop in the lineup that you're losing. If I were to look at one area that kind of concerned me, frankly, that would be it.
Yeah, and that's something that, you know, every school deals with every year is graduation. But we graduated 7, which is not a normal number to graduate. That's a pretty high number. And just like you said, we lost probably, 30-40% of our offense just to graduation. Not only that, but we lost Becca Satza and Lisa Moore, two of our upperclassmen, tremendous pitchers. So it's not only the offense we had to graduate, we also had to graduate some really good pitching. I'm sure there's some concern on people's minds as far as how our team's going to look, how our pitching's going to fare, how the offense is going to look. But we brought in some people that I think are going to compensate for that. Now, we won't know until the season gets going. But I'm pretty confident in what we have. And I'll tell you what, I love our speed. We stole a lot of bases and set the record last year. I'd look to that again. I like, hitting the doubles, hitting the home runs. But I've noticed, over the years, the game changes and you have to adapt with it. If you don't have the big-time hitters, you're going to have to find another way to win a ball game. I think we've got some really, really good hitters in our lineup. But I think our strength this year is going to be our speed. We've got 9 or 10 kids that can steal a base probably anytime they want. And that's not an exaggeration. We have got some tremendous speed. So we're going to rely on some very aggressive base running, situational small game, and hopefully that power comes back in what we've recruited. Kelly Parsons comes back. She's a tremendous power hitter. We've got Whitney Whittemore back. She was the newcomer of the year. Stevie Howard, one of our speed girls, that girl can fly, but she's also got pop in her bat. So I'm excited. There's an unknown out there as far as, we graduated a lot of people. We graduated a lot of offense, and we graduated two very good pitchers. So I know that there's some questions, but I'm kind of excited because I've been in the practices the past couple of days and past couple of weeks. Things have been, taking shape. So I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do.
Oddly enough, one area that, and not to take anything away from Lisa Moore and Rebecca Satz, who meant a lot to this Yellow Jacket program, but I would think another year's strengths this year will be pitching yet again. Certainly it starts off with just that incredible freshman pitcher from last season that you've got coming back. Arguably the best pitcher in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, in Casey Condor. I'll never forget the first time I ever interviewed her. I think she was coming off like a two-hit shutout, and I went and interviewed her. You'd think she'd have gotten knocked out in the first inning. She sat there and told me all the things she did wrong. I took something out of that from the standpoint, not only a Montana gal, Corvallis, by the way, but what I took out of that was there is a gal that expects perfection, and from everything you've told me and everything I've heard about her, she has the work ethic to achieve that. Obviously, her back is huge.
Yeah, you got to kick her out of the gym. That's something that, I try and impress upon her how important her ability and her performance is, and that she does strive for perfection. But she gets after it, and I love that about her. Now couple that with the fact that she's talented. That's something that is, really in our corner. As far as, her being hard on herself, sometimes I've got to rein her in with that. But it's not as bad as it has been. she'll probably kill me for this, her name being Casey, her nickname has affectionately come to be Head Case. There are times when, you know, we got to, you know, sit her down and say, listen, this is too much. You've got, you know, another 3 years of college ball ahead of you. You have to plan for that. You have to make sure that you're not overworking yourself and you know, bringing yourself to an injury that was unnecessary. But she's, you know, she's coming into it. You know, sophomore, she had a lot of games, a lot of experience from last year. She will, you know, draw from that. Couple that with the fact that you got Josie Grappa, who came back this year, and she is working her tail off. Gaining speed, gaining break on her ball. She's very impressive to this point, and we look to her to throw quite a few innings. And now we've got Lindsay Trinari back after a year layoff, and you know, I think our pitching staff is gonna keep us in ball games. We've been working really hard on our defense to back up that pitching staff. I'm excited about that too. It is, you know, it is what it is. We have three pitchers. We would like, normally I like to keep four on my staff. But I think the pitchers know what's ahead of them. They're ready to rise to that challenge. They haven't backed down from what we've asked them to do in practice, and they're really working hard. So overall, I'm happy with what we got coming back in the circle.
And coupled with the fact that you got the best catcher coming back, as you alluded to, in Kelly Parsons, that's always a nice thing too. We'll talk about the upcoming tournament on the third part of the Coach's Show with Tony Stone.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Kenny LeBlue talking with Tony Stone. Montana State Billings women's softball team getting set to begin play in their own tournament in Las Vegas beginning on Friday, February 12th, as they take on the Academy of Arts. And they'll also face Grand Canyon, Chadron State, Hawaii Hilo, and Dixie State. You know, I know you're not one to make excuses, but it doesn't bother me, so I'll make them for you. Obviously, one big disadvantage you have going into this tournament is the fact that, just take a look outside. Obviously, you're not getting any play outside. You know, the practice is taking place inside. Again, no use crying over spilled milk. Nothing you can do about it. But obviously, that hurts you some.
Absolutely. You know, there's no question that it's a disadvantage. You know, the reality of it is just that. It's something that we, you know, talk about all the time. I say it way too much. I hate practicing inside. I'm an outdoors person, you know. If you see me in the summer, I'm on the lawnmower, you know, taking care of the field. I just like to be outside. Well, if you can't be outside, you've got to, you know, deal with it the best way you can. And, you know, being indoors, we get a lot of work in. And one thing I try and do while we are indoors is I'm pretty hard on them indoors. I make sure that we're not losing focus. I make sure that they are preparing themselves on a daily basis, that, you know, there are times when we show up and, okay, it's another day in the gym and this is getting old and it's getting monotonous. I'm pretty quick to bring them back to focus if I see them losing it. We're very hard on them in practice, so that when we do get into a game, when we finally do get outside, you know, some of that edge is taken off. You know, you're not taking a ground ball off a gym floor with a rag ball. Now you're taking a ground ball, you know, off the dirt where it might hop differently. And now it's the hard ball. It's the 47 core that's coming at you. So, you know, we try and take that edge off. It's never going to be the same. Never. But I feel like if we're hard on them and we make it difficult for them, they're prepared. They respond well. So, you know, we'll get to practice a couple of times outdoors when we get to Las Vegas, but, you know, it's not going to match up with the people that have been outside for 2 weeks. Game is still played the same. Still got to run, still got to throw, still got to hit. But, you know, hopefully we prepared them well enough indoors so that when we do move outdoors that, you know, the shock won't be as big.
you know, barring any major injuries, you know, those first few games, they're not going to determine anything in terms of how your season goes. I mean, I know that obviously from a coach's standpoint, you want to win every single game that you can. But, Tony, take a look at this first games, you know, even kind of beyond wins and losses. What are some of the things that you hope to see at this tournament from your squad?
Well, it's our tournament. We want to win it. That's first and foremost. One game at a time, of course. What I'd really like to see is the new players. You know, where do they fit in? How are they going to react? The returners, I got all the confidence in the world in them, and we've got some pretty good returners coming back. It's the new players that I want to see. I want to see how they react because, excuse me, although it's a preseason tournament, it's still a tournament we want to win, and we still want the new players to be able to, you know, gel with the team in that environment. So I'm interested to see how they're going to react to this, and I want to say that, you know, I don't think there should be any sort of beat missed, you know, when we start. But there's always that period where you have to, you know, you got to figure each other out on the field. We figured each other out in practice, and we're going to have about, you know, five, possibly sometimes six new starters in the game at any one point. They're going to have to learn to play with each other. So, you know, that's why you play these games early on, is to get a feel for each other, because everybody has new people come in every year. We just have a lot more than usual. So I'm looking forward to see how everybody reacts to that.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Looking forward to talking with Tony Stone following the trip to Las Vegas. Again, that begins Friday, February 12th, as they take on the Academy of Arts. They'll also play Grand Canyon, Chadron State, Hawaii, Hilo, and Dixie State. Tony, congratulations on the great year last season, and certainly we'll put that behind us now and look forward to a great 2009-2010 campaign.
Thank you, and put a call into Mother Nature for us, would you, Ken? We'd certainly appreciate that.
Boy, it's hard to imagine even looking outside now that you'll ever be able to play here at Cynics Field, but it will happen. Again, Tony, best of luck to you in Las Vegas.
Thank you, Ken.
Been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Tony Stone. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.